because the officers didn't let me in to the scene. I also offered, in my memory, I offered to walk them through it or told them, if he doesn't have a pulse, you need to start compressions. And that wasn't done either.
Emotional testimony from six people who watched former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin press his knee on George Floyd's neck. Day two of the closely watched trial featuring testimony from the teenager who shot the video that has now been seen millions of times across the world, and an off-duty firefighter who says she tried to intervene and help Floyd. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live in Minneapolis tonight with more from today. Brian.
Nicole, it was really an emotional day in court. Several teenagers and children took the stand and told the jury what they saw when George Floyd died.
I can't breathe.
This is the video that's the focus of the Derek Chauvin trial. And on Tuesday, the teenager who recorded it with her cell phone took the stand, the judge not allowing her face to be shown.
I heard George Floyd saying, I can't breathe, please. Get off of me. I can't breathe. He cried for his mom. He was in pain. It's been nights. I stayed up apologizing and apologizing to George Floyd for not doing more.
The young woman's 9-year-old cousin was also with her, and you can see them together in this surveillance video. The little girl told the jury what she saw.
I was sad and kind of mad.
And tell us, why were you sad and mad?
Because it felt like he was stopping his breathing, and it's kind of like hurting him.
In surveillance and body camera video shown to jurors, you see a crowd gathering around the officers and Floyd. The defense pointed out several times that the crowd was calling the officers' names and cursing at them.
Bro, but you could get him off the ground. You've been a bum right now. You could get him off the ground, bro. You could get him off the ground. You've been a bum right now. He enjoying that. He enjoying that. He enjoying that. He a bum, bro.
After you called him a bum 13 times, you called him a bum.
That's what you heard?
Did you say that?
Is that what you heard?
I'm asking you, sir.
I'm pretty
sure.
Did
you say that?
You heard that. I'm pretty sure you did.
You call him a.
If that's what you heard, I'm sure that's what
I'm asking you. Did you say that?
If that's what the video recalled, that's what I did.
Minneapolis firefighter Genevieve Hansen lives in the area and was walking by and saw Officer Chauvin with his knee on Floyd's neck. She called 911.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
Hello. I am on the block of 38th in Chicago, and I literally watched police officers not take a pulse and not do anything to save a man.
The officers didn't let me in to the scene. I also offered, in my memory, I offered to walk them through it or told them, if he doesn't have a pulse, you need to start compressions. And that wasn't done either.
And when you couldn't do that, how did that make you feel?
Totally distressed.
Were you frustrated?
Yes.
Ms. Hansen, you know, as I told you, we can take our time. So feel free to just take a minute.
And all of the jurors were paying attention very closely today, many of them taking notes. There are seats in the courtroom reserved for both the Floyd family and the Chauvin family. George Floyd's nephew was in court today, but there was no one there from former Officer Chauvin's family. Live in Minneapolis, Brian Enten, News Nation.